AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. It's been a day for cleaning up and looking for survivors after tornadoes devastated parts of western Mississippi and Alabama. 25 of the 26 people killed died in Mississippi. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in Silver City.
We knew we were getting close because it was dark. Street lights were out. We started seeing trees that were down, power lines that were down. And when we put up our lights, that's when we saw homes just missing the roof. Some that were just crushed and gone. Cars that were flipped over, cars pushed into homes. It looked like a giant tornado went through there and crushed everything.
More than 500,000 customers are reported without power in 8 states, more than 356,000 in Ohio, where high winds brought down power lines. High wind warnings are still up for Northeast Ohio. They're also looking for more survivors after an overnight chocolate factory explosion in West Reading, Pennsylvania. 2 people are known dead, 5 unaccounted for. Mayor Samantha Kaag.
We had about 8 go to the hospital last night, but we can't speculate on their condition or on if there's any more or less. Unfortunately, right now, it's a tragic event that we're still gathering information on.
First responders have found at least one survivor under the rubble. They say that gives them hope that there may be more. Hundreds of thousands of Israelis have protested what they say is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's attempt to tip the judicial scales to increase his power, and his defense minister has now broken ranks.
In a televised speech, Yoav Gallant said that the rift in Israeli society penetrates into the army and is a danger to the state. He said the legislative process, which would bring the Supreme Court under the control of the Knesset, must be stopped. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
Former president and current candidate Donald Trump's first 2024 campaign rally is just starting in Waco, Texas. Reporter Chris Fox is there.
Mickey Larson Owens in her Captain Trump America suit telling me that she doesn't miss former President Trump's rallies, except for the past 180 days. She was in jail for unlawful entry to the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
We need our president to know that we're going to keep fighting for the truth about that election.
Others telling me they're here to motivate President Trump to win in 2024.
We're hoping for 4 more years as presidency.
Today, I want to hear about how he's going to take back our country.
Also scheduled to speak at the rally, my pillow guy Mike Lindell and Dallas pastor Robert Jeffress. Chris Fox for CBS News, Waco, Texas.
The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is home from a rehab center where he'd been treated after a fallen concussion earlier this month in Washington. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or Staples Connect.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy white, actually, that I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Pain. I gotta listen with a wide open heart. always right on time. There's so much shouting, I'm just a person. How does anybody do this? If I can't pause the movie, maybe I can direct the scene.
Everything is already wrong. Nothing can be right. Only because everything is already alright. I opened all my eyes and counted them 1, 2, 3. But I still can't see what's looking through. I'm only feeling this choice to inhale after each and every exhale. Nothing else to comprehend, there's no beginning and no end, just I.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is brand new Dana Perry there, a double dip of Dana Perry. That was I Exist. Everything is moving before that. The name of the new album is called Now and Then. The album release show is happening tomorrow, Sunday night, at the Red Rooster in Madison with Cruisin' Round. We'll do a double dip of them at 8 o'clock, by the way. And also Uncle Jim. Be sure to grab the podcast of Dana Perry live in the Devil's Lair from last week. It was pretty awesome. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K here with Terry Barr and Rocker. It's Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. And Rocker, of course, we're only in the second hour of the show, and we're rolling right along. What do we have coming up?
We still have plenty, Jimmy. David Lanuti, he is here from Chicago, the Mad City Bridal Expo. He's in the studio to tell us everything that's going on with that tomorrow at the Monona Terrace. Cashbox Kings, Oscar, Mr. 43rd Street Wilson, talking about their new album, Oscar's Hotel, A Little Earthquakes. Brett and Annie, they'll be in here talking their new CD release, Promises, and The Devil's Lair with Jayco, CD release, self-titled, with a little mini performance. And then Max and Kevy, Rogue Rats, Nate O.
Rogue Rats.
Rogue Rats.
Throw that S out the window, like, brother.
Jimmy, that's like, you know, like, that's like, it's Nate is from the band, so it's Rogue Rat, but it's Rogue Rats,
oh, I got
Nate
you.
O.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa. Okay.
A little grammar there.
Well, I'm Terry, and I am back, and we've got some new bar notes coming up for you. And I'm going to focus on summer in this particular episode. We're going to look at Mount Horeb, Madison, Ireland, and Scotland. Mm. And stick around because you can find out why all of these things have something to do with local music.
As Rocker said, Dave from Mad City Brighto's here, and you know, I want your feedback here this hour. All right, so if you're married out there, if you could go back into time, what would you change or do differently about your wedding?
Oof.
You know, what would change? What would you do differently? And if you're not married and you're planning to be married soon, or maybe you're just dreaming about the big day, what is your big thing that you want at your wedding? What is that? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. While you think about that, the Manish Boys, they're playing a show April 14th at the Red Rooster. The Red Rooster, Terry, you've talked about this in bar notes before.
Yes.
They want to build an outdoor venue with a bar and get all fancy. It's going to be really cool.
Big stage, sitting area. It sounds amazing. Yeah.
They're throwing a party to raise some funds for that on April 14th. Maybe go out and help them do that. Here are the Manish Boys and Old Dog on Max Inc. Radio. Thank you. if you're married out there and if you could go back in time and change one thing about your wedding, what would you change, if anything? If you're not married, if you're planning to be married, what's the one big thing that you would change? Or what's the one big thing you want at your wedding? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Terry, my wedding was pretty spot on. Beautiful fall.
Wow.
Beautiful fall, October afternoon. If I had to change anything, we didn't do the ceremony until 4 o'clock.
Oh, we did a late one, too.
And,
yeah.
So the anticipation through the day was a little nerve-wracking,
mm-hmm.
and it made for a very long night.
Yes.
Because, you know, wedding, well, we were done at 4:22, 2 minutes late.
Oh, my God.
There's another thing I would change. I would speed it up. 2 minutes. Come on. Let's go.
I hear what you're saying.
What do you think? What do you got? What about yours?
You know, this is probably what Brian would say. We actually had a live band, and I don't know that many people do that anymore, but we hit year 25 last December. So 25 years. We did have a live band, and as everybody probably knows, we love KISS.
Yeah.
So we requested the band learn KISS. They did it, which was amazing that they even took the time to learn it, but it was really bad.
Oh my God.
It was really bad. In fact, Brian and a couple of his groomsmen are all musicians too, and they said we could have gotten up and played, or we should have at least. So I don't know what I would do different about any of that, because it was really funny, but I guess I'd have KISS play.
Yeah. 844-967-2789. Rocker, you had an interesting wedding.
Oh.
You and Alice.
Oh, I did, Jimmy, and maybe the one thing I could change about that would to cancel when I scheduled the snowstorm on October 26th.
Oh, no.
And it snowed. No, it was actually that made for the best pictures of them all. I had my reception at the Mango Grill with Kathy. People may remember that beloved venue down there. I was one of the few, I think, to have a wedding reception there. But you know what? They didn't have my Mad City Bridal Expo when I was getting married.
No,
Jimmy.
No.
All the things you could have learned.
Absolutely. Right? So Dave from Mad City Bridal Expo is with
Thank
us here.
Thank goodness he's here right now.
Dave, what about you? I mean, you have a lot of experience. You probably have hundreds of people stories to tell.
Oh, boy.
The crazy thing is I've been involved in the wedding business for over 30 years as a vendor and everything from photography, video, photo booth, DJ. Now, I think we're on our 15th, 16th year with the Mad City Bridal Expos. Mm. Believe it or not, I've been in the wedding industry over 30 years and never been married.
Oh!
So there's nothing I could change with my wedding because I've never been married.
Yeah. How come I'm the only one laughing right now?
Well, you know what?
Really humorous.
Nothing's changed since the last time he was here, because last time he was here, he told us the same thing.
Oh,
so
see, I wasn't here, so it's
another couple of months into the future.
Wow.
David, right. You know, getting married, it's a big deal. And for our listeners who are thinking of tying the knot, what is the Mad City Bridal Expo, and how did you get into this business after 30 years? I mean, I just rewatched The Sopranos. Are you in the mafia?
I am Italian, but I'm not in the mafia.
You just insulted him, Rocker.
Nah, it's all good. But no, in all seriousness, this is going to be one of our biggest shows ever. It is. We have almost 60 vendors. We have over 1,000 tickets that have already been purchased. Tickets are still available at the door for only $10. You do have to bring cash because we don't have any credit card machines there. We don't accept checks, obviously. But it's going to be huge. And some of the key things, we're actually doing a raffle pretty much every half hour on the hour. We've got raffles, everything from air fryers to outdoor throwing, those axe stations and all kinds of...
Yeah. Just what you need when you're getting married.
Hey.
It's not real axes, don't worry. It's not real axes, but we've got stuff like that. Some of our vendors, some of the local vendors have giveaways too. Mm. Middleton Jewelers is putting up over $1,500 worth of giveaways throughout the day.
Wow. That is cool.
Anytime Fitness and Basecamp Fitness has really cool workout packages, things like that. And then a big surprise, we just put it on our website today and our Instagram and Twitter, depending on how you're following us. Pittman Casting is coming in from California. They're involved with like Let's Make a Deal and The Price is Right and everything. They are casting for a brand new wedding show. So wow. Anybody who comes to the show can actually sign up To be hopefully be a participant on their brand new wedding show.
Do you know what the premise of the show is?
Like, dude, you just marry somebody who you never met before.
Oh, and No, those shows have been done.
I do, but we're going to save that surprise for the people that actually show up. And anybody can sign up. And they're also, just so they know, just so people know, they're also casting for a couple other shows like The Golden Bachelor.
No.
So it's going to be a really
Golden Bachelor.
The Golden Bachelor. There's some other shows they're looking to cast for. So it's not just people, you know, in the wedding industry, things like that, or for brides and everything. So it's one of our most exciting shows that we've put together. I haven't done it all myself. My office manager, Sherry McCollum, she's done a lot of the work tying this all together and helping the vendors out, all that good stuff. So it's a really exciting show.
That is amazing.
It has to be a lot of work. And, you know, as a person who goes to the Mad City Expo, or really any expo, really, you know, you walk into the room and it could be somewhat intimidating.
Overwhelming.
What is your advice to work the room? Like, I'm going in. We're getting married. How should I proceed with the map in the room here?
I always tell everybody, start from the furthest booth and work your way towards the front, because everybody wants to start in row one and go to row two, row three, etc. And with us, start over by the raffles. Once you get in, you'll see it. Start over by the raffle area and the demonstration area. We have people like Anytime Fitness is going to put on a couple of demos. Fred Astaire dancers are going to put on some demos, things like that. Ronnie Golan, people may know, he's actually out of Rockford. He's a live artist who paints your wedding live, or your reception live, as people come up out of the reception. As they paint on the canvas, he includes whatever they paint, and he draws it into one big masterpiece.
Oh, I would love to see that.
It's a lot of fun. It's a live painting artist. It's a lot of fun. And like I said, it's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. From 11:30 to 3:30 at the Monona Terrace here in Madison. That's 1 John Nolan Drive, if you don't know where it's at.
You know, and for the guys that sometimes they may not want to go, but hearing about all these great things you have going on, I'm sure they're going to go with their brides-to-be. But what could actually be there that could, you know, make them just go over that line where they're like, hey, maybe I can have beer and munchies at the bridal show?
Good point. For anybody, it doesn't have to be a guy.
Okay. True.
And I know we've been talking about brides and grooms, but this is, as we classified it now, it's your significant other.
Excellent.
So it's not just, you know, your typical, you know, girl guy. It could be guy, it could be girl, whatever it is. This is for, you know, all genders. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to think it's just for brides or just for grooms. It's even on our website with just a significant, you know, significant one, significant other two. So we're trying to promote everybody. But there will be a cash bar. To get back to Terry's point, there will be a cash bar, which, you know, I'm not going to say near the end of the day I don't partake in. You know, after we're putting it all together. But there are so many vendors, from real estate people. I'm picking a few things that aren't in the wedding industry. But we have, obviously, photography, video, DJ, bridal dresses, menswear, real estate, bakeries, you name it, we've got it. It's going to be an exciting show. And like I said, start from the back and work your way forward. And don't everybody show up at 11:30, because it's going to be huge with over 1,000 tickets.
It's basically a one-stop shop. If you're getting married, that's where you want to go. It's the Mad City Bridal Expo happening tomorrow, Sunday, at the Monona Terrace. You know, your ring is just the beginning. And if you want more information, madcitybridalexpo.com. Hey, David, great to talk to you again. I really appreciate your support of Max Inc. Radio. And good luck with the Mad City Bridal Expo tomorrow.
I can't wait to hear about your other thing you're doing, too.
I appreciate it, guys. And thanks for all your support. You guys have been awesome for us.
Good luck tomorrow.
I searched for a wedding song, and this is what I came up with. The Fancy Pears from 2019 is called Wedding Song on Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks, guys.
All right, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk with the Cashbox Kings. They got a brand new album out. It's super good, and I think they're doing a show tonight, so we got to get them on the phone. Max Inc. Radio is brought to you by the Mad City Brido Expo. It's happening tomorrow, March 26th at the Monona Terrace. Your ring is just the beginning. Get all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com. And by Zippy Lube Coffee and Donuts, coffee, donuts, and fried chicken on North Sherman Avenue on Madison's north side. It's a wonderful thing. ZippyLubeMadison.com. And the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
She's a high little mess. She can't stay. She drinks to excess. All her sins she'll confess. She stops drinking at noon. She stops drinking at noon. Then she sings out of tune till she howls at the moon. She's a high little miss, but I sure wish that miss was mine. Kind of girl you bring home to mama, but I'm hoping someday pretend, and I try to pretend she don't sleep with strange men. Who is our heart to defend? She's a high little miss, but I sure wish that miss was mine. She's not the kind of girl. Chicken and barbecue. Get tired, babe. Oh, I've got a great big bed.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is the Cashbox Kings right there and Oscar's Motel. Hot little mess before that. Those are both brand new songs off of Oscar's Motel, off the Cashbox Kings. If I could give you any bit of advice tonight, go grab that album right now. It's up on Bandcamp. It's available.
Yeah.
I've tried calling Mr. Blues Man, but I can't get a hold of him.
We'll keep trying. We'll keep trying. It's live radio.
Rocker, why don't you kind of give the skinnies, though, while we're trying to connect with the Cashbox Kings?
Well, Jimmy, I've got a lot of good questions to ask Oscar. But, you know, it's a real deal Chicago blues band with a singer-songwriter from here in Madison, Joe Nosek. He's a harmonica giant, and they're putting out a new album on Alligator Records. They've been with them for a while, put out some albums. That's out of Chicago. And they're also having a couple of shows around the area. The Cashbox Kings are at the Tirrenina Brewing Company in Lake Mills on Friday, March 31st. And the venue in downtown Janesville on April 19th. And the Kettle Moraine Blues Fest on April 21st and 22nd. So we'll be looking forward to talking to them, hopefully before that Blues Fest or before the Tirrenina show, to get some more information and get these questions answered.
Yes. No, we have many questions.
We sure do. I hope you're having a great evening across the Civic Media Radio Network, 844-967-2789, if you want to throw your 2 cents in. Hey, Terry, let's do some bar notes. Live bar notes. What's making news? And we should probably mention that bar notes is presented by the Ethical Trade Company. Goods for a better world. They're a brand new sponsor returning to Max Inc. Radio. We cannot say thank you enough. Check them out online or shop at their Madison East store, ethicaltradeco.com.
Thanks,
Terry.
Manuel, for that. And I have shopped at the store. It's terrific. So there you go. Terry Barr here with your bar notes and a couple of quick notes for you. I like to hit up three if I can. And this highlights some of the news and happenings all across the Wisconsin music scene. So we'll start with note number one. And this takes us to Mount Horeb and Grundle Park, where plans are underway for another season of what they call Wednesday Night Live. Yes. Despite the snow across southern Wisconsin today, these are the things making us look forward to summer. So Wednesday Night Live is an all-summer series of free shows. And if you liked last year's lineup, this ranged from blues with the Madtown Manish Boys to jazz with the All That Jazz Big Band and Americana from Michael Perry and the Longbeds, the organizers say you are going to love this year's entertainment. How's that for a tease?
You know, that's awesome. And I'll blow your mind away right now. Mandy Potter from Wednesday Night Lives will join us on the air on the 24th of June.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, so you'll want to listen for that. Now, the Mount Horeb Community Foundation recently awarded more than $75,000 in grants to various art organizations, and that includes Wednesday Night Live, so that's how great this is. As soon as that lineup is announced, we're going to share it with you here, and maybe we'll get it when Mandy is here from Wednesday Night Live. All right, next, another reason to look forward to summer. New collaboration between Instrumental Motion and the Burr Oak in Madison. There are 4 dates happening the third Thursday of each month, May through August. And this is called the New Musical Experiment Groove Roulette. Each time, 4 musicians are going to get together and with a little audience participation, improvise on creating original music. I think this sounds like a great time to check out. That first show at the Burr Oak is going to be May 18th. Final note for this week, and you can probably hear our friends, the music from Harmonious Whale in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, listen to that. Okay. The group is again leading us on the bus tours across Ireland and Scotland this summer, and they want you to join them. Okay, I say yes. The tours are going to happen in July and August, and not only will you get to see some incredible scenery, as you can imagine, you're going to take in tons of great music, including Harmonious Whale shows. So if you are interested, all you have to do is go to the Harmonious Whale website, Harmonious, Harmonious Whale, WAIL.com. Look for the Ireland or Scotland tabs on the website. Lots of information, tons of fun with this Madison-based group. All right, that is all for this week's Bar Notes. I'm Terry Barr. Thank you for supporting all the talented artists playing all of the notes at the bars and the venues that host them. Jimmy K, back to you.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
What it is. the Bean way, the Bean way, the Bean way, the Bean way, like.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're drinking Sunny D, and you check your shades, getting off on a lawn chair, knowing what I had to say. In our each other's punching bag. How long can we go this way? Baby, pull the pin from the grenade. Way too addicted to the love, hate, tears, and pleasure. So if we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. Hey! Well, I was shooting trash whiskey from a red Solo cup. Well, just to numb the abuse, don't you think we've had enough? Can we go this way? It's way too hard to call the game. Way too addicted to the love, hate, tears, and pleasure. So if we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever.
If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. That's Brett Newsky, Brand New on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. And Terry, that's featuring Miles Nielsen on guitar.
That's amazing.
How cool is that?
Well, and it's so interesting. Miles has been working with a lot of different artists from Wisconsin. Of course, Miles just from, I guess, what about I say, right over into Illinois, Rockford. But we always try to kind of claim Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts as our own. He is doing some stuff with Derek Romnerace from the Baraboo area as well. I can't wait. That.
Love the Baraboo area. Hope you're all doing well. I'm Jimmy Cave with rocker Terry Barr. Got a double dip of Cruising Round in just a couple of minutes, plus a little Earthquake, so they'll be in studio next hour. Hey, check this out. Charlie Behrens, they're doing a, he's hosting a live Cripes Crast interview with journalism professional Mike Wagner. I'm not sure who he is, Terry, but I hear he's a big deal. And they're talking about the upcoming Wisconsin Supreme Court election on April 4th. Now, this is a live taping at the Comedy Club on State Street happening on Monday. Tickets are still available, and all the proceeds for the tickets go to benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County.
Nice.
It's a live Cripes Cast, for goodness sake. Say hello to your parents.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Michael Wagner, he is a professor in the University of Wisconsin's Madison School of Journalism.
And he has been a working professional as well, so he'll know what he's talking about. And you know, with Charlie, things go, it's gonna go,
I love crazy. Charlie's podcast on Saturdays. It's wonderful. It's so fun to listen to.
You know, we saw Charlie here we were just talking about Rockford, with my mother-in-law at this beautiful theater in Rockford. You know who opens with him and often tours with him? Adam Gruhl.
Oh, yeah.
The musician. And it's, they have
horseshoes and hand grenades.
Yes. And they have this awesome setup where they play off of each other on their skills as a musician and as a comedian. So just having that together, I was rolling. It was really funny.
It's going to be a great event.
Oh, yeah.
And plus, they're donating money to the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. How cool is that? It's happening Monday at the Comedy Club. It's presented by Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed. Go out and say hi to Charlie. It's going to be a good time. All right. We got big things coming up. We got, we're going to talk about Rogue Rat. We got big news about them. We're going to talk about Bombastica next hour.
Ooh.
That's going to be big time. Can't wait for Bombastica. And also, we're going to talk, we got the Devil's Lair coming up, Rocker, with Jake O. Can't wait for that.
Oh, looking forward to it.
And, of course, Maxie and Kevy at 10 o'clock. If you like local, independent, metal, punk, and hard rock, that is the place to go, is Maxie and Kevy.
And hard rock.
I wonder how our Northwoods, our hard rock, our Northwoods listeners like
hard rock.
I think they like it just fine.
I think they do, too.
Yeah, yeah. There's some metal bands up there. Be careful.
Mm-hmm. Wisconsin has an amazing amount of heavy artists, and it blows me away how much new stuff we get on literally a weekly basis.
Yeah, there is a little venue, Jimmy K, around Antigo.
Tell me about it in a second, all right?
Hosts a lot of...
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.